Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the show. The Detroit Tigers are just beating up right now on the Guardians. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. They're just beating up on the Guardians right now. It is 6-1, excuse me. And it is bases loaded with one out in the top of the seventh inning. So the Guardians, the Tigers are looking to do a little bit more damage right now against them. So that is where we are right now in the baseball playoffs. I have an idea that I want to run by you guys. Now, I don't think that this is going to happen, but this is just, it's just a fun sports talk radio conversation. This is what I want to talk to you guys about. What if we repurposed and repackaged the baseball season? What if we repackaged it to do this? I was messing around with this earlier today, Rob. What if we had a season that was 96 games? So I was like really messing around with the calendar earlier today. In my repurposed baseball schedule, opening day would have been April 4th. That would have been a Friday. So you could have had opening weekend. You could have had a fun weekend around Major League Baseball. In my repurposed schedule, you would play 6 days. You would have a guaranteed one off day. All-star break would be somewhere close to where it is now. Now, it'd be basically toward the end of the regular season, but you would still have a little bit of a break. You could still keep the all-star game, still keep the all-star festivities, and you could then have a little bit of a sprint toward the end of the season. And the reason I would repurpose the schedule is the baseball playoffs would be quite possibly the most popular thing in sports if it happened in August. If you got the baseball playoffs away from football in all capacities, you got it away from college football, you got it away from the NFL, where the only thing it was competing against is preseason fake football, a lot of people would watch it. There usually is, Robin, you know this, if you're trying to maximize it from a gambling perspective, there usually is a void after the NBA playoffs. There's nothing really to bet on. There's nothing that's happening for you to be betting on. So from that stretch for the end of the NBA playoffs until the start of the football season, it's just a void where the only thing you're betting on is regular season baseball. What if that's when you had the really important games? What if on a Thursday, Friday in the summer, it was a playoff game that you were going to instead of the Royals playing the Mariners in a random regular season game? I'm thinking at it from this perspective. Again, I know they're not going to do this. We're just having a sports radio topic. The best thing for every sport is to get as far away from football as you can for your most important events. And the fact that baseball has its most important games and series during the busiest time of the sports calendar is not a positive for them. It's not a positive for them anymore. Today, you have Yankees and Red Sox. Yankees and Red Sox. And you have Niners and Rams. Who thinks that more people are going to watch the baseball game than the football game today? The football game is on Amazon Prime. And San Francisco is basically, they're starting their preseason roster. Backup quarterback, backup left tackle, backup wide receivers, backup defense. More people are going to watch the football game on streaming than are going to watch the baseball game today. They're going to watch it. We know they are. They're going to watch it. The best thing for baseball from a television perspective, the best thing would be to get as far away from football as possible. And playing your World Series games on the same day as Sunday Night Football is just not a winning strategy for baseball. In my new baseball season, if you shorten the season down to around 100 games, you could start on April 4th, you could end around July 31st, and the playoffs would be all of August, where you would have all the runway in the world, where the only thing you're competing up against would be preseason and training camp. I think that's the best possible thing that could happen for baseball. I know they're not going to do it but one of the problems that I think the other sports have is a lot of times we just do things because that's how we've always done it. If you were starting a baseball league from scratch, there is no way that you have a baseball league that goes from the middle of March until the end of October. That just doesn't sound like a good model to me for a league at all. That doesn't sound like a really good model. The model that I have is where baseball dominates the summer and it has its own time, its own runway, would be in the best interest of the sport. If everything had its own time, football has its own season, basketball has its own season. Like, I also think this for basketball, I would try to get out of the NBA or the NFL's way too. The NFL is just coming for all of your things. That's what they are. They're just coming for all of your things.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So I'm torn on this because on the one hand, I do think baseball needs to revamp its schedule. And I'm not just talking about like the time of year they play. I'm talking like, I think 162 is too many. I think 162 is a little bit archaic. I've heard Vern on, you know, other shows before talk about maybe getting to 120. They used to play 120. I'd be fine with that. I wouldn't mind 110 or 100 like you're suggesting. I don't think those are bad ideas. I do think baseball needs to get away from 162 because I don't know it's good for the sport. I also tell you, though, on the other side, I don't like the idea that other sports should just run in high and let the NFL dominate. You know why the NFL dominates? It's very simple why the NFL dominates on television. I don't know if they dominate the way they portray, but they dominate on television. You know why? Their product is better on TV than live in person. That is the reason why the NFL is a better television product than baseball or basketball, college sports, soccer. Pick a sport. The reason the NFL is so good on television and rates so well is because on television, it is a better product than in person. So on one hand, I agree with you. Baseball needs a revitalization, some changes, a shakeup. And I actually think Rob Manfred's done a good job of shaking things up. I would be pro him sitting on the schedule. But I think just, hey, we got to get out of October because football's in October and that's scary, is kind of a loser mindset when right now I'm watching Cubs and Padres. I flipped away from the 6-1 game over to Padres-Cubs. Wrigley's full.
Of course.
Earlier today, Cleveland was full. We just saw the Royals have a bump in attendance. Baseball across all the platforms this season saw a bump in attendance. Like, baseball is still popular, so I don't like the idea of, well, we got to change our season to get away with the football. That's a loser mentality to me. When your sport still does well with the viewing public, they just don't do well on television, which we have to use metrics other than just television to judge things.
Someone on the text line sent a message that says, CDOT, what are you talking about? The East Coast market is going to dominate the elimination game. I'm telling you that yesterday, Yankees and Red Sox got 2.8 million viewers. Last week for Thursday Night Football, they got 13.2 million people for Seahawks and Cardinals. Last week. You think 13 million people are watching this baseball game in the wild card today? I'm telling you they're not. They might get like 3.5 today. Baseball is getting smoked. Their two biggest names, their two biggest franchises are going to play an elimination playoff game, and they're going to lose to the Rams and the B squad for the San Francisco 49ers on Amazon Prime. Let's move the playoffs. Let's move it. If now we live in a television society, why would you put anything up against the NFL? Why? Move the baseball playoffs. Move the baseball playoffs to August. Let's reconfigure the season. They would have their own runway. In August, we're all itching for something to watch. Football's a wild, like, yeah, let's play your most important games when there's nothing else that's happening. That'd be my goal. I know they're never going to do it, but I'm telling you. In terms of it being a television product, this does not help baseball grow in terms of being a TV product. It can't help you grow.
Now, that I agree with 100%.
And maybe we just accept that baseball is something you got to go to the games to enjoy. And that's perfectly fine. But the NFL, one of the reasons why the NFL is so dominant is they've mastered being a television product. There's a scarcity of the product, and they leave you wanting more. Baseball, I would say baseball has this problem. The NBA has this problem. There is a lack of urgency issue. There's always urgency in the NFL. We think the Ravens have a must-win game, and it's October 6th when they play. Like, you got to win this game, or you can't make the postseason. You never feel that way when it comes to baseball. You never feel that way when it comes to basketball. There is no way that if you were creating a professional basketball league, you would have a league that goes from Halloween to the 4th of July. There's no way you would have that basketball league. You would say it's way too long.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.